Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I don't know about you, but this past weekend, my family and I went out on our annual tradition and got our Christmas tree. Ever since my wife and I got married, we had a fake tree that was a hand-me-down from her parents, which was a hand-me-down from their parents. We had that for probably the good first 4 or 5 years that we were married. Thing was a pain in the keister. It was one of those that it's a tab and slot branches that were color-coded, but over the years the color coding had been rubbed off from constant, you know, putting it together and taking it apart, putting it together, taking it apart. So we would spend probably a good hour sorting through all the tree branches, trying to figure out which ones were on the bottom and getting them all the way up to the top, and then having to pull them apart. And because when you put them away, you know, they got to be all flat and folded so that they would fit into the box. And then you got to spend the time and fan each one out and kind of make it look quote unquote natural, which got to be a pain in the keister. After a few years, finally, my wife said, "That's it. Why don't we try getting a live tree this year?" And I've had a couple of live trees over the years growing up with my family. But most of the time we did have a plastic tree that I believe we got from JCPenney or Montgomery Ward, one of those two places. But anyway, we went to a live tree and never looked back. Our favorite is a Fraser fir. We try to get one of those every year. And this year it was almost slim pickings at the Christmas tree lot that we go to every year. Just a lot of, 2020 trees, I guess you could call it. You know, lots of bare spots and not very full. But we were able to find one. It was a corner monster. So it was bald, it was not bald, but very uneven and kind of open on one half of the tree. So that's the half that we pushed towards the corner. But my wife and my son, my youngest son, spent a lot of time putting the lights on the tree and putting all the ornaments on. It's just a tradition that we have after Thanksgiving. And I hope you and your family have traditions too, especially with this holiday season. I hope you're going to try to make it as special as you can. Everybody dealing with the pandemic and just the doom and gloom that's all over the news, it seems like, every day. We need something to look forward to, and hopefully Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, any other holidays, I can't think of any others off the top of my head, that happen around this time. I really hope that you're able to make them special, because we sure do need it. We need some lightness in our life during this holiday season for sure. I found this article from One Medical. It's got 12 different tips to keep you and your family safe for the holidays. Now, again, I want you to go to our webpage, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of our landing page, you're going to see a link to Let's Talk Insurance, and I'll take you to the blog for today. If you happen to be listening to this a few weeks later, no worries. Just go ahead and click on that link, and then on the blog itself, in the upper right-hand corner, there's going to be a search bar, and you can type in Christmas Safety Tips 2020, and it'll bring up some of the tips that I'm sharing today, but also a link to the full article, because I do want you to read the full article, to read all 12 tips that One Medical has put together to help keep you and your family safe during the holiday season. Now, the first one is watch that tree. Keep your tree, whether live or fake, away from any heat sources. Live trees are obviously extremely flammable with their needles and sap and whatnot. And, of course, fake trees with their quote-unquote non-toxic materials, those could be a danger as well. So definitely keep them away from any fireplaces, portable heaters that you may have, heating vents. So better off, you're going to be a lot better off keeping them from sources of heat, especially live trees, because next to a heat source is going to dry out the tree very, very quickly. And you're going to have basically kindling in your home, which is not a good thing if you're not building a fire in your fireplace, I should say. So make sure you watch that tree and put it in a prominent spot away from any heating sources. Next tip that they have for you is recycle your paper. It says here, don't burn wrapping paper in the fireplace. The inks and plastic coatings may be toxic, and the loose ash that develops after the wrapping paper burns up quickly may float out of the fireplace and onto your rugs, onto your furniture, and could pose a fire hazard. They recommend either recycling it, putting it in a recycling bin for someone to recycle, or reuse it. My grandmother used to do that on my father's side. My grandma June would always do that. She'd be very, very careful to unwrap her gifts at Christmas and then fold over the tape and end up reusing the pieces of wrapping paper the next year for gifts. So, and she would do that with shirt and dress boxes too. She would have stacks of them in the basement, and wrapping paper and ribbons and all sorts of stuff, and she would reuse that stuff every year. So be like Grandma June. If you can, reuse your wrapping paper if at all possible. The next tip that they have for you is check those bulbs. Inspect your Christmas tree lights for any damage before you go through the trouble of stringing them. Loose wires or sockets, broken bulbs, they could all warrant the possibility of fire. At the very least, your string lights won't light up. At the very worst, they could spark and start a fire. So definitely check those bulbs and the electrical lights before you start stringing them. Just a quick once over, check for any nicks in the plastic coating. Again, any loose sockets, if you got a broken bulb. They do have bulb testers that you can get nowadays where you can test the bulbs to see if they're bad. Definitely inspect your string lights before you put them up. The next one I have for you is get unbreakables. Decorating your tree with unbreakable ornaments is ideal around pets and young children. If you have heirloom or fragile ornaments, secure them to the tree or possibly display them on a table or shelf instead. Now, my wife and I, our kids are older, but we do have a little pug that likes to go under the tree and sniff around. So she's been known to shake the lower branches, not on purpose, but by accident. And we've lost one ornament so far. We lost a Lightning McQueen glass ornament that my kids got maybe 10 years ago, 10 or 12 years ago. That one could probably easily be replaced today. They've still got Lightning McQueen ones. My wife's got to glue together my Marty Moose Christmas Vacation ornament. He fell off the tree, and his arm with the sign got broken off. So we got to get that fixed. But yeah, if you've got any heirloom ornaments or very fragile glass ornaments, make sure you secure them to the branches as much as possible. The heirloom stuff, the stuff that's very precious to you, you really may want to consider putting them out on a table. You know, they do have ornament holders for tabletops, so you may want to pick up one or two of those to display your more precious ornaments. And get the unbreakables, the plastic and you know, rubber and non-damageable ornaments to put on the tree for sure. And the last one I want to share with you here is forego the plants. Poinsettia plants are beautiful and festive for the season, but their leaves and petals are very, very toxic to children and pets. My sister unfortunately had an incident. I can't remember if it was a poinsettia or another toxic plant that she had. She had left on a short vacation and came back, and her cats unfortunately had an incident with the with a plant. So just be very, very careful. If you do get a poinsettia plant, make sure you keep it out of reach of young children, out of reach of animals. Really, if you want to get the feeling of Christmas with a poinsettia, go out and look at getting a silk plant. Go to your Hobby Lobby or Michaels or Joann Fabrics, possibly Home Depot or a home improvement store. They may have silk or plastic facsimiles that are still just as beautiful as the real plant, but won't pose as much of a toxic danger. I mean, most of the plastic stuff is non-toxic, but still, I'm sure you could get sick on it, but not as bad as with a real live poinsettia plant. So forego the live plants and go plastic or silk if you still want to have those types of plants in your home for the holidays. Now, I do want you to check out the full article from One Medical. They've got many, many more tips on keeping you and your family safe during the holiday season. And again, you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, you're going to see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. You click onto that and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, just do those same steps, click on through, and in the upper right, there is a search bar. And you type in Christmas Safety Tips 2020, and it'll bring up the article. Bring up the blog post for today with a link to the full article from One Medical. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan, Lake Troy, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a laptop, desktop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency. And this is Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very happy and a very safe week. Take care.